transforming places since 1978.
I'm Sophie Clark. Prosecutors have lodged an appeal against the 6-year jail term handed to wife killer Boris Radivsky. He killed Karen at their home in Melbourne's northwest before dumping her body in bushland, but denied any involvement in her disappearance until the eve of his trial. The DPP says the sentence is manifestly inadequate. With time already served, the 55-year-old could walk free within 4 years. Police are defending their actions after a father was escorted out of the A-League semi-final in Sydney. The man claims he was evicted from the ground after an earlier run-in with security in a restricted area while trying to find a toilet for his disabled daughter. But police say he was alone when he pushed past security. The first person with a disability to sit in the federal upper house, Green Senator Jordan Steele John, says regardless of what happened, there needs to be cultural change.
You know, let us put that to one side and acknowledge that disabled people every day are treated in ways that are not acceptable by security personnel, by police forces. And, you know, this needs to be something cultural, a problem that is culturally acknowledged.
The federal government will work with smaller banks and mortgage brokers to help first home buyers secure a loan to enter the property market. Both Labor and the Coalition are backing a plan which would allow low to middle income earners to save just a 5% deposit rather than the current 20%. The scheme will be limited to singles earning up to $125,000 and couples with a combined income of up to $200,000. Prime Minister Scott Morrison hopes the policy will allow more young people into the market.
They can't save quick enough for the deposit. They're trying, they're working so hard to do it, but the mountain just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
The Royal Commission into the Christchurch terrorist attacks has begun considering evidence in New Zealand. The inquiry will examine the circumstances leading up to the shooting inside two mosques that left 51 people dead. The commission is due to report back in December. And briefly, Virgin Australia says it's resolved an IT outage impacting its check-in system after passengers experienced delays across the country. A decapitated cat has been found in Adelaide's northeast, the second such incident reported to the RSPCA in a week. And researchers say while they've found a popular food additive can be harmful, it could be used to fight disease. Turning to sport, Essendon's confirmed Orazio Fantasia suffered a quad strain during Friday's AFL loss to Sydney. He's expected to miss upcoming clashes with Fremantle and Richmond. In NRL, Melbourne Storm centre Curtis Scott has been ruled out for up to 12 weeks with a fractured foot. Matilda's captain Sam Kerr has signed off from club duty with a 2-goal haul for Chicago. Coach Ante Milicic will name his squad for the World Cup in June tomorrow morning. And an epic buzzer beater has ended the season of Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers, Toronto advancing to the conference final.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Biltong and Borevores of Rouse Hill, station sponsor.
Good evening, everybody. It's currently 18 degrees outside our studios here at Baulkham Hills. Looking ahead for the rest of the week, tomorrow mostly sunny, 8 to 23 degrees. Wednesday mostly sunny, 9 to 22 degrees. 10 to 21 degrees and mostly sunny for Thursday. Friday, 9 to 23, mostly sunny. 11 to 22, mostly sunny on Saturday. And mostly sunny on Sunday, 9 to 23 degrees.
The updated traffic, brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
Speaking of Seven Hills, Old Windsor Road at Abbott Road, there's a car breakdown, road affected in a southbound direction. Mays Hill, M4 motorway approaching Coleman Street, there's a truck breakdown, heavy traffic conditions, significant delays, one of four westbound lanes is closed. Leppington, Bringelly Road at Browns Road, there's a two-car crash, there's a person trapped. That's unfortunate. One of four westbound lanes is closed, and that's lane one. Lane Cove West, Epping Road approaching Mowbray Road West. Two-car crash. Northbound traffic affected and reduced the speed in that area. Macquarie Park, University Avenue at Herring Road. There's a bus breakdown. That started earlier in the day, but there's heavy traffic conditions in the area because of that. One of three eastbound lanes is closed, and that's lane three. Thanks to Kerima Gay for driving us home this afternoon between 4 and 6, and you can catch Kerima again on Friday night with her program Jukebox Jive between 9 and midnight right here on Alive 90.5.
This is the first hour.
What do you reckon's wrong with that fish?
I have no idea.
Rock and roll smorgasbord with John Robb, Lord Pig, the King, and selected guests. 3 hours of rock, pop, and blues. New releases, old releases, never heard of releases. Australian, international, and unsigned talent. It's all here. It's time for the rock and roll smorgasbord on your community station, Alive
That's Mr. Ian Moss, and a big hit for him, Tucker's Daughter. Stroke afternoon, everybody. Well, it gets evening rather quickly now, doesn't it? It's already pretty dark out there. It's 6:10 only. This is the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord right through until 9 o'clock this evening. Hope you can stay with us for the whole journey. If you're only here for part of the way, hope you don't injure yourself as you fall off. My name's John Robb, and another jam-packed show. Brought to you with the help of Lord Pig. Good evening, Lord.
Good evening, mate.
How are you?
Yeah, not bad. You hope they don't hurt themselves as they fall off.
Well, that's right. I don't want anybody to injure themselves.
That's good. I like that.
As they spin off out of control.
Hey, tell me. You back announced that track by Mossy was from 1988, is it? Right?
Correct. The Bicentennial Year. Remember that?
Holy moly. There's yes. No way.
Yes, we'll be dead soon, no doubt about that.
Unbelievable. You know who won't be dead soon, don't you?
Who's that?
Gidget!
Oh, I'll do it more sensibly. Spinning around on the waves sometimes is Gidget. She never injures herself, though. Hello, Gidget.
Hello.
Oh, hang on. I've got to go. Oh, no, I'm
hang
not putting
on,
up with
on,
that.
Hang on.
No way in the wide world. What was wrong with my intro?
Sounded like you had an onion stuck somewhere.
What?
That'll go. That'll do.
How are you,
I'm
Gitch?
Not interrupting anymore.
I'm good. And how are you?
Fantastic. You're looking well.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I got something.
What? What?
Have you had
birth?
Did you give birth to a monkey?
No, I bought a chimpanzee for King.
Oh, but he's not here.
Yeah, but he told me he still can't find his donkey. So I bought him a chimpanzee and I'm going to post it.
You missed last week. His donkey's leg fell off.
Yeah.
So he's riding a three-legged, one leg missing a donkey.
Yeah, and he was stuck in Mongolia.
Yeah.
That's a long way away from here.
Yeah.
He's trying to get back here, but
are we still in Parramatta?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, so I'm going to post this chimpanzee to him, see if that helps.
Well, that'll cost a lot. Do you think it will arrive in the post?
Are
you allowed to post chimpanzees?
That's what you told me.
Yeah, of course. On tonight's program, we'll try and post some good music towards the listeners. Oh, the usual mixture, or the regular segments, the first regular segment being Under the Covers.
Oh, boy, folks, myself and John have done some work on this. I'll let you do all the intros, John, but this is an absolute barn burner.
Well, it is too. It's a cover of an Elvis Presley track.
Yeah.
Don't Be Cruel.
To a Man Who's a Fool. Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the one. So that's in the first hour. Second hour, we have The Dodgy Song.
We sure do.
And according to Lord Pig, this is enough to break your radio, apparently.
Oh, this
tonight
is an absolute monstrosity. It's horrible.
Oh, I can't wait.
It is absolute garbage.
Some people didn't like Fippy the Carrot or whatever it was.
Oh, what was with that?
Mate, what do you do this week? This week's might even give Fippy the Carrot a run.
Really?
It is bad. Goes for 3:15, so... Oh,
you know we've got the ghost that cuts in if it's too bad.
Yeah, so it's pretty bad. Mm.
Okay.
There is a break in the middle of the song.
A break?
Where he uses one word that wasn't in the front of the song, so we can always stop it there if you want.
Oh, it's not a bad word, is it?
Oh, it's a silly word.
Well, we want to hear that.
Yeah.
Yes.
What else do we have tonight? Well, we'll have Gidget's
book reading.
Yes.
If you've tuned in for the first time, Gidget picks a book each week and reads a small passage from that said book. And hopefully, you know, you might think that's interesting and go and read the book yourself. What is this week's book, Gidget?
So this week's book is A Papillon.
A Papillon?
Yeah, by Henry Charrier.
Sounds very, very posh, very exclusive.
You ever read Papillon?
No.
Oh, John.
It's amazing.
It is a
You
cracker.
Really, you can't put it down after you pick it up.
Oh, well, I'll can't wait for your reading tonight. I'll have to purchase a copy on the way home.
Absolutely.
They've made TV shows about it. They've made movies about it. It is an absolute dead set cracker.
Are they doing another movie? I think another movie is coming out about it.
Correct.
As well.
Papillon. Correct.
Yeah, another one.
Do you think the 7-Eleven on the way home would have a copy?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not. A bookstore would have it. It's that popular. It was written. Yeah. I don't know how old it is. It may well be 100 years old. It's been 19... around for a long... Go on. It's been around for a long time.
Is it like The Wind in the Willows or something?
Sort of like, yeah. It's about a rooster that got locked up, isn't it?
Yeah, right? From 1931.
Well, there you go.
Well, that sounds... All right, well,
it's amazing.
We'll look forward to that. We'll also have Lord Pig's Pig Thought. And his movie review as well.
Tonight's movie is the 1922 movie Nosferatu. Very interesting story behind... It's a vampire movie.
Yes.
But very, very interesting story.
Great. Mm. We play a 78... Every week. This week's is from 1949 and it's an Australian 78.
No.
Oh, really?
Yes, Graham Bell and his Australian jazz band.
Jazz band?
And you'll like this one. The name of the song is Old Man's Beard.
Oh. You know what?
I think I wrote that.
I think it's about you. What do you think, Pig?
Less of the old ploys.
If you've never seen a pig with a beard, well... Come up to the studio and you'll see one. In concert tonight, three tracks live. There was a request from Dave Ming Chang for some Talking Heads.
Oh,
so I have
Talking Heads.
Talking it's Heads fun. Track. What do you have, Lordarama?
From the Double J album, Long Live the Evolution, I have JJ Zepp and the Falcons and a bit of Mr. Clapton.
Okay. Very good. You've got to re-tick that blue for me, Lord.
I can do that for you. Where am I ticking, brother?
You're ticking.
Up here?
Yeah, UMI. That's it. UMI, just there.
It is. It's ticked.
Yeah, but you've got to mark it blue.
Oh, I've got to make it blue. Oh, you see, I didn't make it blue.
You did make a blue. You nearly made me make a blue, too.
I was thinking, you know why that happened, don't you? Not that I'm a Queenslander, but I was thinking about the footy.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, that's what it was.
I try to put the footy out of my mind. My team keeps losing in the second half. They're not breathing much fire.
Who used to do that? They'd be miles ahead and then get flogged. North Sydney, the Bears.
Oh, well, that's going back a few years.
Yeah, going back a while.
Jeez.
That was the last time I watched
My goodness.
No wonder they got kicked out.
Oh, come on.
Actually, Parramatta does.
Weekly World News. And, so lots on the program tonight. There's other music as well, but I like to keep things a surprise, but there's a bit of Johnny O'Keefe, Kate Sabarano, a birthday track for Michelle, our regular listener, Michelle.
Yep.
It was her birthday the other week. And
good one.
Happy birthday.
And a request for Mason Williams. Did we find Classical Gas?
Did you ask me to?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Did you find it or not?
No, didn't even look.
Oh.
When did you ask me?
He said, no worries. She said, good as done yesterday.
Oh, that was for the dodgy.
The message before that. There was one.
Oh, now we're going to have multiple messages.
You can see Gidget, Lord Pig is really up on how to use his mobile phone.
Yes.
Did I mention that North used to get beat in the second half?
Yeah, I'll beat you in a minute.
Oh, will you?
Look at me. Oh, so excited. It's 20 past six.
Hey, guess who rang last week?
Who?
Elizabeth from Greystanes.
Yeah.
Great to hear from her.
Yeah, well, you know, she gets frightened when you're here, but, you know.
Nah, no need to be frightened of me.
She likes me.
Well, that's understandable.
All right, here we go. This is UMI. Hound Dog. Is this the You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog or another
no,
Hound Dog?
No, this is a Cold Chisel cover.
Ah, that Hound Dog.
Yeah.
590.5. John Rob Lord Pink and Gidget. 9686388 or Facebook page Rock and Roll Smorgasbord.
To a live 90.5.
26 minutes to 7. Under the Covers coming up very, very shortly.
He's a real nowhere
and here's
man,
an old fave for
sitting
you.
Sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like
from Rubber Soul, Nowhere Man, from 1965, straight off the vinyl. Also straight off the vinyl was Steppenwolf and Rock Me. Rock me, baby, rock me, baby, all night long. off the vinyl also, Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way, from 1973, from the fantastic album. If you don't have it, go and buy yourself a copy. The Smoker You Drink, The Player You Get is the name of the album.
Yeah.
And there's some other very nice tracks on that album, and UMI straight off the hard drive, and Hound Dog kicked off that nice little bracket that
did
we just had.
Did you like that version of Hound Dog, or do you prefer the Chisel version?
They're both good. I'd like UMI for something different.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all good.
Yeah.
All good. Are you all good over there?
I'm just having battery trouble.
Hang on, I'll go and smack him one. Hang on.
You sweat, you win. Let us show you how. No matter what, it is all about you. Set goals, challenge yourself, discover the best version of yourself. Let us show you how. Push yourself, push your limits, push yourself beyond your dreams. Let us show you how. No cruising, no flying, simply soaring above the rest. Let us show you how. Call Fernwood North Rocks and Seven Hills on 9871 7996 now. Fernwood is your premium women's health and fitness club.
Station sponsor. Panoos Sam of Abundant Life Homeopathy is a leading specialist in homeopathy in our local area. With 25 years of experience, Sam offers homeopathic treatment and medicine that adopts a natural and holistic approach to treating diseases. Come and discover the latest advances of homeopathic treatment with Sam as he probes into the root cause of your problems and help you restore back to health and also could prevent reoccurrences. Homeopathy, affordable, safe and effective natural medicine. To book an appointment, call Sam on 0405 126 409 or Google search Abundant Life Homeopathy. Station sponsor.
In Australia, the Federal Police receive a report of a missing person every 15 minutes. National Missing Persons Week is July 28 to August 3. For over 100 years, the Salvation Army International Family Tracing Service has been locating missing family and relatives. Today, they have a 75% success rate. There is hope. To locate a missing family member or relative, call the Salvos International Family Tracing Service. 1-300-66-7366. It's a free service.
Undercover. All I say. Undercover Islanders. Undercover Islanders.
And before we go to Under the Covers, we've got a couple of new listeners tonight, Lord and Gidget. We have John Welsh and Darren Forty. So that's good. And,
awesome. G'day, guys.
Hello.
I know John's part of a band one of my mates is in, which they've got a gig coming up shortly, and we'll give that a mention in the second hour.
Yes.
So that's good. Welcome aboard, guys. Don't forget, when you record something, send it in to the smallest board. We'll play it for sure, as long as there's no F words or that sort of thing.
As long as there's no bombs in it.
No bombs. All right, Under the Covers, where we play a cover version of a famous song or a hit. Don't Be Cruel was written by Elvis Presley and one of his offsiders.
Don't Be Cruel.
One of the very few songs that Elvis actually wrote.
Okay.
But, he co-wrote this one. And one of our favourite bands, Cheap Trick, did a fantastic version of Don't Be Cruel, and that's what we're going to hear tonight.
Good one.
Right here on the smorgasbord at 19 minutes to 7 o'clock.
I hope Dr. Tomo's listening. He loves Cheap Trick.
Oh, he will be. I went and saw him the other day.
Yeah?
Did you?
It's okay. I'll tell you about it later.
All right.
Okay.
Sitting alone, if you can come around, at least please telephone, don't be too hard, it's true. Baby, if I made you mad with something I might have said, please forget my past. The future looks bright ahead, but don't be cruel. Too hard, it's true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Come on over and love me. You know I want you to stay. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Let's walk down to the preacher. Let's say, hey, I do. And then I know you want me. And you know I want you to. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't need no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Hey, hey, hey.
Thank you.
You are listening to Alive 90.5. If you would like to know more about your community station, just visit our website, alive905.com.au. That's where you will find information about volunteering, sponsorship, our community diary and our Facebook page. That is alive905.com.au.
No matter how I try, after all this time, can't believe that I'm about to take this ride. Said it was over, decided we were through. I convinced myself that somebody else could take the place of you.
We'll be right back. for you. All right.
There we are, from 1960, the king of Aussie rock, Johnny O'Keefe, and Ready For You.
Really nice air guitar
it's good.
there, John.
Beg your pardon?
I love your air guitar. I could watch it for hours. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Gidget. There's bound to be some more coming up during the evening.
Oh, with a bit of luck, yes.
Living Colour before that, New Jack theme.
I like that.
From the album Time's Up from 1990. That's the one who had the big hit, Love Rears Its Ugly Head.
Ugly Head.
But I listened to that in bed the other night, you know, not off to sleep. Oh, geez, this is good, this record.
Yeah.
Better play a track on Monday night.
We should do that Love Rears Its Ugly Head one night.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd play something different.
It is a good track.
Oh, it is. It is. Akka Dakka, Bad Boy Boogie from the album Let There Be Rock.
They'll go somewhere.
Yeah, good chance. And Kate Sabarano, Bedroom Eyes from the album Brave from 1989.
She's got a varying style, hasn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
I like it. Yeah, me too.
Oh, I like it too.
Hmm.
Very much so. And, of course, under the covers, Cheap Trick and Don't Be Cruel.
A guy who breeds wombats.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Woodville Road Terrier's listening tonight, and I've got a little track for you later, Mr. Terrier. So don't you...